100 Word Stories.
You know, my mom always said that I should write happy stories, you know, about cats and all that, and ones that'll sell. No, not this one. Otis Ford by Lawrence Simon. I warned my daughter never to date a guy named Otis. You'll see his name in every elevator. If it doesn't work out, it'll drive you crazy. Oh, Daddy, she said, don't worry about me. Not only did she heed my warning, but her Otis had a last name of Ford. Otis Ford. Every Otis elevator, every Ford vehicle. She was a goddamn mess all the time. She wound up having to file some backwards county without elevators or cars. I sent her letters, but she doesn't answer them. I just let her be. Time heals everything, right? Wow. I bet you James Earl Jones wanted to read it that way. Whew. I really need to hire some talent. So, hi. One a day until the day I die.com. Shit, if you can do better, why don't you send me an MP3 of that story? I'll replace my crap. Hey, maybe that'll be the next weekly challenge. Take one of my old stories and make it better. Really. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you for suffering through this. And as always, keep it brief.